Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world-famous cane sauce. Shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for a Mozzarella Monday. That
no.
means if you're a first-time listener to the show, we give away $25 right here to Valentino's. If you can give us the best of the weekend, life-related, sports-related, just text us 402-464-5685. We will decide by the end of the segment
Absolutely.
Who wins, and you pick up your gift card here at the
Steve
station. Simple
it.
As that.
I mean, people have been picking them up.
Yes. Who doesn't pick up $25 at Valentino's?
Good point.
They've been picked up like the day of the last 3 weeks.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, 464-5685. Best of the weekend. Here we go. Derek in a car says this was an amazing weekend by Rob Childress. He's able to piece together enough pitching to win a series against a top five team. Coach Bolt had a timely lineup switch with Butenbeck and his home run yesterday. Go Big Red. So Derek says collectively, Husker baseball, best of the weekend.
Maybe Will and Rob would like to go for lunch at Val's.
Yeah, we could do that.
Will and Rob.
It's possible.
Who's buying? Man, we got a gift card, so don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, that's Derek in a car. Next up, we have, I don't have this name on this one. Unnamed text, just put 6727 on this one.
Okay, 6727.
this is case. My wife had a work conference in Vegas. I tagged along and came home with more money than I left with. Not always the case
that's
in Vegas.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. You didn't stay for the crown?
Yeah.
You could have watched basketball.
How about being a tag along though? So his wife had to go like to conferences and he's just roaming around Vegas. That would be if you want to be a tag along, that's a place to go.
Gosh.
Now, this one's going to be tough to beat. This is
okay.
You understand why. This is Jeff the texter. Says Mozzarella Monday, finding out that I'm going to be inducted into the Nebraska State Bowling Hall of Fame. And I took a 2-hour nap yesterday. It was wonderful.
Jeez.
Jeff is going to be a Hall of Famer.
And he took a 2-hour nap.
It's pretty good double whammy.
Hold it now. If he's going to the Hall of Fame now, Steve, did you cover him?
Well, we don't have Jeff's last name.
I wonder what the last name was. I imagine it's very possible I did.
Do you know any Jeffs that were good bowlers in your time?
Let me think about it. Let me think. Keep going.
Okay.
I probably
met him over at Madsen's.
Okay, here we go. This is from...
Possible.
Jeff.
Okay, we got Jared in Ord. Says, we had an event in Ord called Trivia Night on Saturday night. There were 22 teams. We got 18th out of 22. We had a great time and dressed well. Our team name was Disney Villains, and I was Captain Hook, and my wife was Ursula from Little Mermaid. Trivia in Ord.
18th is troublesome.
18th of 22.
Might not get you the gift card.
We got pictures of the outfits, though, here.
Might have been a little score a little higher. We'll check those pictures. Jake, just so the breakers know, Jake does not allow us to look at the text line because we would get distracted. And we don't want it.
Right. This is for everybody's well-being here.
Because Jake runs this whole thing like he's Captain Kirk, Starship Enterprise.
Okay, this is from unnamed. I have a name here, but I can't say it out loud because they didn't want me to. Unnamed texter says, I bought an engagement ring don't use my name, call me unknown texter. Right.
Okay.
Engagement. Someone's getting married.
Okay. Engagement. That's a big one. Okay. Gotcha.
Somebody's getting engaged.
Okay. Gotcha. That goes well. It's not Blitzkrieg, is it?
That's not Blitzkrieg. All right. Okay. This is from James in Lincoln now. Here, he says, best of the weekend. Heard a great sermon at church on parenting about how to be patient with our kids even when life is rough. Proceeded to get stepped on in the cojones by my five-year-old while watching March Madness 5 hours later. I didn't flip out on my kid. Parenting win. That's from James.
Church helped
the
him
church
out.
The church sermon helped him helped not him freak out after getting kicked in the you-know-what.
Yeah. Didn't flip out. Good.
Didn't flip out. Patience there. It's good. Okay. Mr. Blitzkrieg has chimed in on YouTube. He says, guys, I watched all the Star Wars in a row from 4 to 6. It made me realize that SIP is not our only hope. May the force be with you. Let it be known I watched the best Star Wars, Better Times.
Better Times, Star Wars.
No, SIP has never watched. You've never watched Star Wars.
What's that mean, 4 to 6?
There's a lot of Star Wars in the movies. So he moves Star Wars 4, 5, and 6. Got it?
I'm kind of with SIP. I haven't watched much Star Wars.
I have not either. I kind of respect
the Star Wars people, though.
Okay.
I do.
We have more submissions coming in. Sean in Omaha says... Are they submissions, aren't they? That's the proper word. Sean in Omaha says, our daughter had a baby boy this weekend. This is our first grandson born into our family.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay.
First grandson.
Grandkid.
Got it. Okay.
Heavy says, went to KC this weekend for my buddy's bachelor party. It was my 34th birthday. We went and took a private tour of Boulevard and then went to the Royals game yesterday. Woke up yesterday and also went to the World War I Museum. Great weekend in Kansas City from Heavy.
Run that by. So we went to the private. I've heard this little tour of Boulevard's pretty cool.
I've done the.
What is it?
Boulevard's a brewery.
Oh, it's a brewery.
You get behind the scenes.
Yes. And it's a very cool place. Yeah, it was his birthday, but also a buddy's bachelor party. They had a lot going on there.
Okay.
Royals game Saturday, and then a World War I museum tour yesterday in Kansas City.
A clear winner right now. Somebody's got to really come through here. There's a clear winner.
I have a clear winner, too.
I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying. I have a clear winner in my mind.
Okay, this is big. This is unnamed texture says, best of the weekend was our one-year-old daughter took her first steps this weekend. Life is going to get hard now. Ooh. Unnamed texture there. Okay.
Elizabeth?
It was not her. Scotland's not quite walking, and she's not quite a year old. Close. That's what we have so far for us submissions. What are we leaning towards this point?
Go ahead, Bill. So the one I'm leaning forward to that I think is way ahead is Bowling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I had that as well.
Parallel lives.
I'll be damned. I thought he was going to say something else. Jeff.
Hall of Fame. It's a Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's hard to top that.
No.
And he got a nap in, too.
He got a nap,
2-hour
too.
Nap.
He probably felt really good.
Yeah, he probably did. Imagine getting that letter. You're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Nebraska State Bowling Hall of Fame is not
big
a small
deal.
Thing.
No, it's a big deal.
I wish we knew his last name.
He hasn't texted back the last name.
Yeah. Jeff.
Jeff, you won in our mind.
If you think of Jeff that was a good bowler, it's likely him.
Met him at,
probably more.
I mean, you wrote about it. Met him at Madsen's.
I should say, Jeff, did you ever beat John Lozito in a bowling? What do you call it, match? What do you call? It's not a game. Is it a game of bowling? Is it a match of bowling? I don't even know what the props
out there. I think it's a match.
But Bill almost went pro in bowling. He thought about it.
So close. So close.
He bought all the stuff.
How close did you come to a 300?
What's that?
You didn't get the 300.
No, I went perfect in the. I went perfect to the ninth. I went perfect to the ninth.
And the place was
erupting. It was going nuts. It was seventh grade PE class.
And you got very serious.
Got very serious about bowling from that time on. Never broke 100. I broke 110 again. Yes.
McGeer was a big name back then. Bill Straub was a great bowler.
Straub was a huge, great coach too.
McGeer was a huge name. Miller. There's a guy named Rob Miller who I'm gonna say when I quit already had like 14 300s. Probably has
a Hall of Famer.
Rick Miller. Yeah. Yeah, he's a Hall of
Famer. Where's
the
bowling Hall of Fame at?
I don't know that.
Help us out, text line.
Jeff, I don't know. Jeff, where's the Hall? I want to see
where's
the Hall
the banquet
of Fame.
At?
I don't
where's
know.
Where's the banquet at? We got to have him stopped in. We got to get a picture of you also.
Jim Dill Sr. and Jim Dill Jr. were gigantic figures in the.
Okay, here's going to help you out. His last name is White, so it's Jeff White. He says, I just bowled a doubles tournament with John Lazito. Sip did not cover me. I didn't start bowling men's league until 2000. But Rick Miller is a good friend of his. And the banquet is in Kearney.
Is it? Oh, but that's
when,
even better.
When?
2000. That's even
and
better.
And is that where the Hall of Fame is at, Jeff? Where's the Hall of Fame?
Is the banquet at? Is it at the Crown Plaza? Let us know that also.
Hey, 2000, I didn't miss him. I probably was done writing the column in 94, 95, 93 or 94. So I didn't miss him by that much. Jeff knows Rick Miller. That's
good
Rick
friends.
Miller. Oh, yeah. McGeer, huge. These guys were dudes too, by the way. They were dudes. They went out on a tour. Like these were tour guys. It was amazing.
So I think we've decided that Jeff is our recipient today of the $25 to Valentino's for Best of the Weekend, Mozzarella Monday.
Stop in.
Hall of Famer in bowling. Big deal. And a name.
God, that's congratulations, Jeff White. Jeff White.
I can still see the machine that would drill the hole in the ball for your finger. That was incredible, too.
I wonder. I've
never seen that machine.
It's like a press. It's like a press.
Yeah, that whole thing, that whole conversation, I never got into that world, the pro, you know, the bowling pro that would laminate your, I don't know what the hell they do, but they do a lot for the bowlers, including get the holes drilled.
What an incredible game. You just walk in and get some alternative shoes.
Yeah.
You walk in and you just get some shoes to wear.
I think about those guys that just whipped off 300s all the time. 25 300s. Like, they're incredible to watch.
I ran around an alley with a 212 like I had just won the lottery.
Ran around the alley.
Like I had just won the lottery.
What does that mean? Exactly.
I was very loud and obnoxious. Yeah. It's just whooping and hollering.
212 is really serious.
Yeah. 212 was awesome. Yeah. I was pumped.
It's incredible.
But it's not 300.
No. Did you have the entire 7th grade gathered around you?
No.
Did you?
Yeah, I know they were all gathered around. Had that serious face do that.
I bet you did.
Oh, it is. Like...
Congrats to Jeff. We have $25 for you for Valentino's at the station. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.